Unit 10. Don't let me down. Kim's note.
This sentence pattern is important because it's a direct way to tell someone not to do something. Sometimes the most direct way of speaking is best.
越简短越有力量。Don't let me down. 这个句型是非常有用的。举一反三 drill. Number one.
Don't cut in line.
别插队。但是呢，中国的学生一般不会这个用法，因为这是地道的美国英语。英国英语说
Don't jump the queue.
啊，听起来很可笑。Don't jump the queue. Don't jump the queue. 好像中国学生一般都说这个句子。Number two.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. 别放弃。啊，美国有一个非常地道的说法是
Don't throw in the towel.
不要把毛巾扔进去。Jim, could you explain the cultural background?
I think you say 拳手, is that right?
Yeah, 拳击手。
拳击手, from boxing. If a boxer is losing badly and is getting hurt, his manager will stop the fight by throwing the towel in the ring.
Oh, 如果一个拳击手、看来是一定要输了而且被对方打得落花流水的话呢他的经理他的教练就会扔一个毛巾进去表示我们放弃了。哦、原来这么回事 Don't throw in the towel.
Right.
If I say this to Americans, they sure can understand.
Absolutely.
Okay, 等于 don't give up. Number three.
Don't push.
别推别推 especially in China.
Especially in China.
In subway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 别推别推 Number four.
Don't bother me.
别打扰我 Number five.
Don't be late.
Number six.
Don't do that.
最简单但很有用 Don't do that. Number seven.
Don't mention it.
Number eight.
Don't trick me.
Number nine.
Don't say a word.
Number ten.
Don't worry about it.
Number 11.
Don't waste my time.
Number 12.
Don't get me wrong.
别误会我 This is also very, very useful.
Usually those four words, are followed by a comma.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong, but...
Yes. Don't get me wrong, but... 别误会我我的意思是 Could you make up a sentence using this?
Don't get me wrong, but those pants don't go with that shirt.
Oh, 那个裤子跟那个衬衣不配。
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I like her, but she's a little irritating sometimes.
Oh, 别误解我，我对她还可以，但是有的时候非常令人讨厌。Repeat it. Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, I really like her, but she can be a little irritating sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. 有的时候非常讨厌。Okay, number 13.
Don't miss the boat.
Equals.
Don't miss this chance. Don't miss this opportunity.
不要错过良机，不要错失良机。Number 14.
Don't take any chances.
别心存侥幸。Don't take any chances. Number 15.
Don't jump to conclusions.
别妄下定论。Slow exaggerate.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Jim 老师最喜欢的句子 number 16.
Don't try to cheat me.
不要想骗我。好，我请 Jim 老师从头到尾 as quickly as possible.
Don't cut in line. Don't give up. Don't push. Don't bother me. Don't be late. Don't do that. Don't mention it. Don't trick me. Don't say a word. Don't worry about it. Don't waste my time. Don't get me wrong. Don't miss the boat. Don't take any chances. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't try to cheat me.
All right. 下面来看对话部分。
I don't think I'll ever speak good English. Don't give up.You'll make it. It takes a lot of work and patience. Thank you so much for your help. Don't mention it. I promise I'll pay you back tomorrow. Don't worry about it. It's only a few dollars. It's no big deal. Where did you get that money? Have you been gambling again? Don't jump to conclusions.
As quickly as possible.
I don't think I'll ever speak good English. Don't give up. You'll make it. It takes a lot of work and patience. Thank you so much for your help. Don't mention it. I promise I'll pay you back tomorrow. Don't worry about it. It's only a few dollars. It's no big deal. Where'd you get that money? Have you been gambling again? Don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah, don't jump to conclusions. 额外成就感 extra achievement. 今天为大家隆重介绍的就是 conclusion 这个五星级的名词。我们来看看这漂亮的句子。
What conclusions did you come to? What conclusions did you draw?What conclusions did you reach? Be careful not to jump to conclusions. I found the conclusion of her story very exciting. In conclusion, I would like to say how much I have enjoyed myself.
Oh, this is a pretty useful sentence.
Usually at the conclusion of a speech.
对，在演讲结束的时候会说 Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, I would like to say how much I've enjoyed myself. 我跟 Jim 老师慢慢地读一遍 slowly.
In conclusion, I would like to say how much I have enjoyed myself.
疯狂卖弄 real-life dialogue.
This is a very important project. I'd like you to work on it for me. Don't let me down. No problem. You can count on me.
最快速 as quickly as possible, three times.
This is a very important project. This is a very important project. I'd like you to work on it for me. Don't let me down. This is a very important project. I'd like you to work on it for me. Don't let me down. This is a very important project. I'd like you to work on it for me. Don't let me down. No problem. You can count on me. No problem. You can count on me. No problem. You can count on me.
啊，平常我就是这样练英语的。Unit 11. I had a really bad day.
Yo, Kerm.
Hmm?
You weren't waiting for some house painters, were you?
Yeah.
Where they're just driving away.
What?
Animal bit one of them.
Oh, no. Wait, guys. Don't let him go.
举一反三 Drill, number one.
Are you really sure?
你十分肯定吗? Are you really sure? Number two.
I'm really sorry.
要比 I'm sorry 好多了 I'm really sorry. 美国人都喜欢说 really. Number three.
You're really lucky.
你真是幸运。Number four.
You're really something.
You are amazing. 你真了不起。Number five.
The exam was really difficult.
那次考试真的很难。Number six.
The weather is really awful.
Number seven.
It's really cold today.
Wow, 今天非常冷。录音的今天我们录音的时候就是非常非常非常的冷。It's really cold today.
It really is cold today.
Yeah, it really is cold today. Number eight.
His English is really good.
Number nine.
He's working really hard.
Number ten.
It was really not my fault.
Number 11.
You really shouldn't say that about her.
Number 12.
His English really impressed me.
Number 13.
His English is really impressive.
Number 14.
I'm not really interested in fishing.
Number 15.
I really hate him.
Number 16.
I really can't stand him.
Number 17.
He really enjoys his job.
Number 18.
Tell me what you really think.
Number 19.
That was a really enjoyable evening.
Number 20.
Really, you shouldn't have done it.
我们请 Jim 老师 slowly exaggerate 把这段话20个句子读一遍。
Are you really...Sure. I'm really sorry. You're really lucky. You're really something.
Please follow Jim to read. 请把录音带，请把录音机的音量开到最大，跟着 Jim 老师读。
The exam was really difficult. The weather.Is really awful. It's really cold today. His English is really good. He's working really hard. It was really not my fault. You really shouldn't say that about her. His English really impressed me. His English is really impressive. I'm not really...Interested in fishing. I really hate him. I really can't stand him. He really enjoys his job. Tell me what you really think. That was a really enjoyable evening. Really, you shouldn't have done it.
经过这20个句子的疯狂轰炸，我相信大家一定掌握了 really 这个地道英语口语的习惯。下面我再次请 Jim 老师 as quickly as possible 将20个句子狂轰滥炸一遍。
Are you really sure? I'm really sorry. You're really lucky. You're really something. The exam was really difficult. The weather is really awful. It's really cold today. His English is really good. He's working really hard. It was really not my fault. You really shouldn't say that about her. His English really impressed me. His English is really impressive. I'm not really interested in fishing. I really hate him. I really can't stand him. He really enjoys his job. Tell me what you really think. That was a really enjoyable evening. Really, you shouldn't have done it.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
2 breath training.
Yeah, 2口气读完。下面我们来找出其中的一个句子进行同声翻译训练，这是第17句。
As we go a little something like this.
那么我说中文，大家要立刻翻译成英文。他非常喜欢他的工作 ，He really enjoys his job. 他非常喜欢他的工作 ，He really enjoys his job. 他非常喜欢他的工作 ，He really enjoys his job. 他非常喜欢他的工作，立刻翻译。对了 ，He really enjoys his job. 下面我们再次用 Jim 老师来做个实验，看看。用这个方法，同声翻译法，如何教外国人讲一口流利的中文 ？1, 2, 3.
He really enjoys his job. 他非常喜欢他的工作。He really enjoys his job. 他非常喜欢他的工作。He really enjoys his job.
他非常喜欢他的工作。
He 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 really enjoys his job.
他非常喜欢他的工作。What does he really enjoy his job mean?
他非常喜欢他的工作。
Oh, very good. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Fantastic. 额外财富 bonus.
I'm really sorry. You don't have to apologize. It really wasn't your fault. I got a scholarship to go abroad and study. You're really lucky. I really envy you. Why did you hire him? His English is really good. He really impressed me.I can't stand her voice. You really shouldn't say that about her. She can't help it.
As quickly as possible.
I'm really sorry. You don't have to apologize. It really wasn't your fault. I got a scholarship to go abroad and study. You're really lucky. I really envy you. Why'd you hire him? His English is really good. He really impressed me. I can't stand her voice. You really shouldn't say that about her. She can't help it.
额外成就感 Extra achievement. Kim's note.
Really is one of the top 3 important words in American English. It really is. Aside from its all-purpose use as a comment in conversation, it is also a favorite intensifier. Americans love to use really in front of every adjective. So if you have a good personality, you might be described as really funny, really cool, really interesting, really smart.Really terrific. But if you aren't such a great person, you might be described as really boring, really stupid, really arrogant, really disgusting.
Oh, really disgusting.
Really disgusting. Try describing the people you know with this sentence pattern for a little extra practice.
请大家把 Jim 老师这段话脱口而出，疯狂模仿，疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
I had a really bad day. Really? I'm sorry to hear that. What happened? I was late this morning. My boss scolded me very harshly. Try to be earlier next time. Okay, I will.
Unit 12. May I borrow your phone? 特别注意 phone 有个鼻音，千万别忘了 phone， 千万不是 phone。我请 Jim 老师慢慢读一遍 slowly。
May I borrow your phone?
Phone. May I 连读 May I? May I borrow your phone?
May I borrow your phone?
举一反三 drill number one.
May I ask you out?
Number two.
May I help you?
Number three.
May I come in?
Number four.
May I have your name, please?
Number five.
May I come to your home?
Number six.
May I ask you a question?
This is very useful.
Oh, sure.
May I ask you a question, Jim?
Sure, go ahead.
Number seven.
May I try it?
Number eight.
May I borrow your car?
Number nine.
May I come a little late tomorrow?
Number ten.
May I sit here?
Number 11.
May I kiss you?
Number 12.
May I pay by check?
Number 13.
May I see your passport, please?
请出示你的护照。Okay, slowly, from number 1 to number 13.
May I ask you out?
亲爱的朋友们，再次提醒大家，将录音机的音量开到最大，闭上眼睛，疯狂模仿。
May I help you? May I come in? May I have your name?Please, may I come to your home? May I ask you a question? May I try it? May I borrow your car? May I come a little late tomorrow?May I sit here? May I kiss you? May I pay by check? May I see your passport, please?
As quickly as possible. 最快速。
May I ask you out? May I help you? May I come in? May I have your name, please? May I come to your home? May I ask you a question? May I try it? May I borrow your car? May I come in a little late tomorrow? May I sit here? May I kiss you? May I pay by check? May I see your passport, please?
额外财富 bonus.
May I help you? Yes, I'm afraid I'm terribly lost. May I come in? Sure, please come in and have a seat. May I ask you a question? Go ahead.I don't have any secrets. I have nothing to hide. May I come a little late tomorrow? What's your reason?
As quickly as possible.
May I help you? Yes, I'm afraid I'm terribly lost. May I come in? Sure, please come in and have a seat. May I ask you a question? Go ahead. I don't have any secrets. I have nothing to hide. May I come a little late tomorrow? What's your reason?
额外成就感 extra achievement.
He tried to introduce himself, but she told him to get lost.I'm lost without my glasses. I'd be lost without you. I'm so disappointed that we lost the game. The little boy went for a walk and got lost. Get lost! I got lost in the snow. What's lost is lost. This isn't the right road. We're completely lost.
Okay, one more time. Slowly exaggerate this wonderful word, lost.
He tried...to introduce himself, but she told him to get lost. I'm lost without my glasses. I'd be lost without you. I'm so disappointed that we lost the game. The little boy went...for a walk and got lost. Get lost! I got lost in the snow. What's lost is lost. This isn't the right road. We're completely lost.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
May I use your phone? Sure, go ahead. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.